Welcome to the Paint to Power podcast, where we have engaging, informed and interesting conversations on topics including women's health, the menstrual cycle, chronic pain, trauma, the nervous system, relationships and feminism. I'm Lisa Dion. I'm a women's health coach, facilitator and educator, supporting you on your journey of healing, recovery and moving into a place of personal power in your body and in your life. Hello, my friends, and welcome to episode 70 of the From Pain to Power podcast. And today we're going to chat about this topic of navigating life's ups and downs from a regulated place. And I'm going to say thank you to my assistant, Rosie, because she came up with this idea and she's been coming up with a couple of podcasting topics for me to chat about. And I saw this on our list and I thought, oh, that's a really nice topic. And so I'd love to chat with you about this today. I'm currently recording this on a Saturday. It's the end of July and I'm pre-recording some episodes because Richard and I are going traveling for a few weeks to Italy. And yeah, it's been a while since I've been away. It has been a very long year. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. And it's just one of those weekends where some work has kind of spilled out into the weekend. But I always love sitting down to think about these conversations and record these podcasts. And I actually got a few really nice emails from some of you guys during the week, just saying that you're really enjoying the podcast and interested in joining the professional training. So I really want to say thank you for that, because it's just lovely to hear and lovely to connect with you and, you know, hear about the work you're doing and where you're based and how you're doing yourself as well. And how this work is helping you, whether it's personally or professionally. That really, really, it's really lovely for me to hear that. So I'm really very grateful to you for that. So thank you. So a little update for me before I get into this topic. It's been a really sad week here in Ireland because we lost Sinead O'Connor, a very famous singer and songwriter whose music I grew up with in the 90s. And I won't go into it in too much detail, but I was writing my newsletter as well today and I kind of shared that I don't normally get emotional when someone in the public eye who I don't personally know dies. I mean, sometimes it does happen, but this loss definitely feels quite hurtful and very upsetting. And really the whole country is very devastated. And I think a lot of people around the world who grew up with her music and her voice, and not only her music, but also what she stood for, her stances, her courage, the things that she spoke up and out about, you know, she's a huge, huge inspiration and a leader. And she's done a lot for human rights, for women's rights in the world. And yeah, I just really wanted to say that's really been on my mind and in my heart the last few days. And I guess I'm really grateful for having been born and raised in a country where she, you know, was a huge part of the arts. And actually, she lived near me as well. She lived in a place called Bray in Wicklow. And so we were kind of always aware of that. So yeah, if there are any other fans out there, you know, I'd love to hear, maybe you have stories of your own about her songs and her music, or you're kind of reminiscing and going back like many of us here are. So yeah, that's kind of been what's on my mind the last few days. Then cycle wise, I am about day 13, 14, coming into ovulation, which is nice. But yeah, like I said, you know, coming up to traveling and going on holidays, it's always a little stressful and I'm trying my best to just get things ticked off the list. So being in that mid-cycle is really helpful for that. And lastly, I kind of wanted to share this really random thing that happened this morning because I just think it's really funny. So, and it's a little bit of a synchronicity. So because we're going away, we have like housework to do and packing to do and cleaning to do, etc. And I was saying to Richard that we needed to cut the grass. It's been really, really rainy in Ireland all of July. I've never seen such a bad July ever in Ireland. And we've all been like almost in our winter clothes again. It's been very damp and windy. But today was sunny, and with the lawnmower that we use, we can't cut the grass when it's wet. And so it was a dry day and I said to him, oh, it would be great to get the grass cut today. And we actually use our landlord's lawnmower. She lives next door. And he went over to ask her, could we, you know, use the lawnmower before going away? And she said it was broken and that she was getting a new one. And anyway, that was a little concern because the grass is getting quite high because we hadn't cut it in so long. And because we live kind of near the countryside, I'm just a little bit concerned about things like mice and that kind of thing while we're away. So anyway, I then just said to him, maybe we can, you know, pay someone to come and cut the grass. I don't know, like, what do you think? And then he was like, yeah, but that's going to cost like 50 quid. And I was like, I know, it'll probably only cost like 20 quid if we get like some, you know, some school kids to do it. There's often school kids in this area who kind of do, sorry, not school children, but like, you know, teenagers who are doing little odd jobs in the summer when they're off school. And they're looking for, you know, they're looking to make a little bit of cash. And so I just said it as a thought. And anyway, that was fine. I just mentioned it to him. You know, I said to him, maybe you can go down to the supermarket where there's like a notice board with people put little odd jobs like that on the notice board. So that was fine. And then I got in the shower and I got out of the shower and I got a text from Richard saying that he was gone down to the ATM because there were two young boys cutting the grass. I'd literally only been in the shower for like 10 minutes. And then he came back and I said to him, oh, did you call? Like, did you ask the landlord if she knew some kids who might come and cut the grass? And he was like, no, they just knocked on the door. And I was like, what? They just knocked on the door while I was in the shower. He's like, yeah, these two lads, they just knocked on the door while you were in the shower asking if we needed the grass cut. And I said, oh my goodness, that's such a random synchronicity. And I said, how much was it? And he said, it's 20 quid. And it's exactly what I said. So anyway, all that to say, I just wanted to share that little kind of synchronicity because it's just blowing my mind how these little moments of magic can happen, you know, randomly, or maybe it's a total coincidence. I don't know. But anyway, that's my little highlight of the day today. So yeah, coming into this topic of navigating life's ups and downs from a regulated place, the reason I think this is such a good topic and why we're going to have a chat about it today is because, as you all know, I'm doing work with women and people with menstrual cycles and supporting people through trauma and healing chronic pain or just learning to navigate life while also having chronic pain or difficulties with their menstrual cycle. And the reality is that like life, there are going to be ups and downs in life. I don't need to tell you that. We can't control, you know, what happens and what doesn't happen. And there are going to be lots of things that are challenging that come because that's what life, that's just the reality and the nature of life is that there are these ups and downs. And I do think that we can do it from a regulated place. If you are someone who has a history of a lot of drama, getting sucked into different dynamics, you know, or maybe there's a lot of anxiety and mood swings or like a lot of physical symptoms and you struggle to stay regulated, then, you know, this is a good thought to keep in mind and a good, hopefully a good episode for you and a good conversation to have is, you know, how can we support ourselves to navigate life's ups and downs from a more regulated place, okay? And I really, really love that. And actually, it kind of, when I think about this topic, navigating life's ups and downs from a regulated place, it's actually one of the values that I hold in my business is supporting people to do that. And that's why, I don't know if you've seen, but I have this logo that my brand designer designed for me and it's inspired by Celtic design. It's kind of a Celtic spiral. You'll see it on my website. And she said to me, Lisa, like, because you have Irish heritage and I wanted to make this sort of Irish Celtic inspired logo for you. And the spiral itself tells that story. If you take a step back from your life and look at it from a bird's eye view, it's, you know, beautifully formed and it has twists and turns and spirals and ups and downs, but it is a coherent, integral piece of something. It has a whole and it has purpose and meaning and it has beauty. And I think that we can think about our life like that too. When things are going up and down, it's sort of part of this spiral. So the first thing I want to talk about is, and I know I've talked about this before in other episodes, but I think it will be helpful to bring our minds back there. Or if you're new to this podcast, hopefully this will be helpful. So the first question is, what does a regulated place mean? Like, what is that? That's very, you know, strange language. What does regulation mean? And so what I mean by regulation is that our nervous system has capacity for the stretch. Okay. So when things happen in life, we get impacted and we have emotions and we have responses and we have thoughts and feelings. And with all that comes a certain physiology. And when our physiology doesn't have capacity for certain amounts of difficulty or certain circumstances, then we go into a dysregulated or a non-regulated place in our nervous system. And an example of that is when we go for a very long time into a fight-flight response or into a freeze response. And people who have a history of a lot of trauma can live in their nervous system in a lot of fight-flight energy or fight-flight physiology and or freeze physiology. And so it can be difficult for them to feel calm and peaceful and connected and trusting. And so when we find regulation, that means that we have capacity, we have space in ourselves, we're not reacting, we're not kind of bleeding out, we're not, you know, spiraling in our thoughts. We're able to contain ourselves somewhat. It doesn't mean it's going to always be comfortable, but there's a certain amount of containment there. There's a certain amount of safety in ourselves. There's a certain amount of self-trust. There's a certain amount of feeling supported by something or a group or a system or a person. And so that would be a regulated place, whereas dysregulated is where, you know, we're feeling very anxious. We might be reacting a lot. We might be spiraling in our thoughts or a lot of negative thinking or fear-based thinking. Okay. And so one of my own mentors, he talks about there, you know, if I have an issue that I share with him, he just says to me, oh, there's just another bus, just another bus, you know, coming to the bus stop. And we just have to figure out how we're going to navigate, you know. And I love that because life's ups and downs. Some of them are bigger buses and some of them are smaller, but really there's always going to be ups and downs. And when we learn to work with our nervous system, when we learn to work with our menstrual cycle, when we learn to work with our, you know, our well-being and our mental health through the lens of the nervous system and the menstrual cycle, we have lots more availability and there's a much higher chance of you being able to regulate yourself and navigate life's ups and downs from a more regulated place. So again, this isn't about preventing or, you know, preventing things happening in our lives or removing things or, you know, bypassing problems. This is actually about choosing the path of recovery. It is about choosing the path of healing. It is about choosing joy and well-being and, you know, your own inner peace and doing what's right for you in spite of the circumstances that might be happening in our lives. Okay, so that's what I'm talking about here. It's really how we choose to live and how we take responsibility for, yeah, for how we feel and our health. And something that I know can really impact a lot of us, and myself included, with regards to this topic is that there's not only our personal stuff, there can be personal circumstances in life that are challenging, whether it's losing a job or financial worries or relationship difficulties or health challenges or, you know, your home being up in the air or something like that. There's also then the systemic piece too. Like, we do live in a culture that is, in my opinion, very fear-based, and there's a lot of anxiety in our culture. You know, if you just look at the media, it's all very fear-based messaging, a lot of doom and gloom. Then in the kind of working world, there's a huge focus on hustle culture. For a lot of us, there's a huge pressure to look a certain way, to be a certain way, to lose weight, etc., etc. Even in the health world, it's like wellness has become this new pressure. You know, then we can also experience discrimination of different sorts. And so there can be a lot of like systemic pressures and cultural pressures that, you know, we kind of live in terms of this, what I call like our social and cultural soup that we live in. It's really everywhere. So then the question becomes like, how do we care for ourselves in the face of all these? Because I can't prevent these things from existing, but how do I hold my boundaries in the soup and how do I make choices in that soup so that I'm, you know, just able to not be as impacted by it as I would if I wasn't holding boundaries. So I'm going to go through a little list of, because I know I love like teaching and talking about a lot of theory, but I'm also a very practical woman and I love a list. And so I have a list of kind of these practical things that you can think about and do when you're wanting to improve your ability to navigate life's ups and downs from a more regulated place. Okay. So for me, number one is definitely getting support. Okay. So getting support and reaching out, whether that be a friend, whether it be a professional, whether it be a partner or a support group or something like that, you know. And I know I've shared about this before, it's a huge value of mine personally and professionally. I get a lot of support in my work life and in my personal life. I wouldn't be able to do this work if I didn't have that. And so it's kind of a non-negotiable for me, but because of my personality and my own history, if I go into a lot of stress and overwhelm, I can kind of forget about that need and then maybe isolate myself. So I have to just be aware of that and just make sure that I'm not like, you know, waiting until something goes really wrong in order to get support. I used to think that, oh, like I can only get support if something terrible is happening. But now it's just like brushing my teeth. It's just something I have in my month, different supports. And sometimes I don't really have a lot to say and that's cool. And maybe we'll have like nice things to talk about. And then other days there are challenges that I'm navigating that I need some, you know, support with. And it's not, what I love about that is that I'm not only relying on support in a time of crisis. So it's always there, which is great. So I would encourage you to think about that. Like what kind of supports do you have in place? People, places, groups, or what would you like to have, or what do you need, and how can you get more support in your life? Then the second one is having practices in place to, you know, support your head and your body. And that'll be so different for everyone. For me, I did a really nice yoga practice, an at-home yoga practice this morning, because I really felt like, actually, I signed up to a fitness class. It's a Saturday and I totally forgot about it and I missed the class and I knew I needed to move my body. And so that's why I did the at-home yoga practice. So I did that. I was like, I really, really craved some good strong movement. So I did that this morning, which was really nice. Sometimes I do some journaling or some meditation or going for a walk. Sometimes I do a little Qigong. Actually, I do a little bit of that every morning. I get my morning light as well. So it's those little practical, like somatic body-based things that I really like doing, you know. So what would that be for you? Checking in with your body as well. Like, and I don't necessarily mean like exercise or movement. I mean, say if you're running around all day or all week and you haven't really had a chance to check in with yourself, it's sometimes nice to just pause and ask yourself, how am I doing? How is my body doing? And I do this in all my work with my clients, particularly my groups. We always kind of have a little check-in at the start. So that's a really nice practice to do. So that's the third one. And then the fourth one is to be aware of any pressures or expectations you're putting on yourself. And this is a huge, huge one for me too. So especially if you're creative or ambitious, you know, or you've got big goals, to just be aware of any pressure, like I said, any pressures or expectations we're putting on ourselves. And that can just be a question that you ask yourself every now and then. Like, am I putting some sort of pressure on myself to, like, even just with me this weekend, we're going away on Tuesday and I've like a list of things I want to do and get done before we go. But I did ask myself, are there things on that list that are not necessary? And am I putting pressure on myself with some of this stuff? So that's a really handy little tool to have. Number six, I really love this one. This is actually from a kind of a spiritual teacher that I sometimes listen to online. And they talk about finding the next best feeling. Okay, so finding the next best feeling and emphasizing the two words next best feeling. Okay, so not the best feeling, but the next best feeling. And an example is if you're feeling like you're stuck in a freeze response and you're disconnected and numb or in complete despair, perhaps the next best feeling is grief. Or perhaps the next best feeling is anger, because that is, in terms of the nervous system ladder, despair and hopelessness would be in the bottom in that kind of freeze response. Whereas grief and anger, they have some what's called mobilizing energy associated with them. And so being able to access just the next step in front of that feeling is really helpful. So I'm a huge fan of grief and I'm a huge fan of anger. I think there's a lot of healing that happens when we allow ourselves to feel anger and when we allow ourselves to feel grief and or even hurt. And so sometimes when we're stuck, we can't go from feeling despair and isolated to feeling, you know, joy and happiness. Sometimes we have to move through grief, anger, maybe even resentment, maybe even bitterness, you know, certain feelings. So that's a question to ask yourself, like, is there a feeling that needs to happen before you can move to a better feeling place? And for me, very often, if I'm feeling anxious, I have to let myself feel the fear. And sometimes I have to let myself have a cry, right? So that helps me kind of move through feelings. Or you might be in a place where you're not really feeling a lot, or you're just feeling a bit bored. So maybe the next best feeling is appreciation, or you might just feel some contentment, or you might feel some peace. You might necessarily feel super happy, but you feel like just the next best feeling. And I think that's a really, really helpful tool, because it takes a lot of pressure off having to suddenly, like, you know, turn our feelings around completely. And I've written down here as well, not only are we a human being, but we're also human feelings. And we have feelings all the time, constantly, and our feelings have a physiology associated with them. So that's really important, especially when we're people who have a history or do have chronic pain, you know, bowel issues, IBS, endometriosis, PMDD, you know, all that stuff. What I see in my practice is a lot of lack of safety with feeling feelings, because we haven't been taught, or we don't have the support, we don't have a compassionate witness, or we're not giving ourselves space and time to feel our feelings. But I am a huge believer that feeling is healing. And when we give ourselves a chance to feel our feelings, you know, and I'm not saying you have to feel every single feeling all the time in order to get on with your day, but sometimes when we don't feel these feelings, we can get stuck and blocked, and that will then manifest as tension, stuckness, blockness in the body as well. Then the next one I have on my list here is climbing our polyvagal or nervous system ladder. And I have a lot of episodes all about the nervous system, and we'll link some of them in the show notes as well on regulating your nervous system. But this is all about learning practical steps and tools that help you move from that freeze response into a fight flight response, and then into your rest and digest response. And the things that are unique to you and in your life that help you climb that ladder. And that is itself a practice, as well as being aware of where you are on your ladder and how you can move through your ladder. And that really helps us to navigate life's ups and downs from a more regulated place. And then I have as well written down here is a really, really big one for number 8 is self-trust. So if you've done loads of healing work and loads of development work, and you know a lot about these things, and you've listened to a lot of these episodes, etc., and you've had conversations with people about these topics, then I also encourage you to lean into, you know, kind of maybe even moving away from self-development work and moving more into self-trust. You don't have to know every single thing about psychology and spirituality, and you can come back to trust in yourself and just getting on with your life, and to remind you that self-trust is really important, and that when things are difficult, because they will be and they can be, and I know I'll probably be listening back to this episode myself for my own needs, just coming back to that piece around, like, you know, yes, it's difficult what you're going through, and there's difficult feelings, and you might not know what the next best thing to do is. You can also trust yourself as well with navigating this difficulty. And then for number 9, I have written down knowing your needs and knowing what helps. So that's really encompassing everything I've just said, is like getting clear on what your needs are. And sometimes that might be, maybe you need to go to the bathroom, or maybe you need to have a snack. Maybe you need a little bit of fresh air. Or maybe you need a conversation with a friend, or maybe you need to put some fun into your life, or maybe you need to take a break, or maybe you need to go on holidays, or maybe you need some retail therapy, or maybe you need a bath. Or maybe you need a facial or a manicure or something like that. And so knowing your needs, as basic as they might be, or maybe they're a little bit more on the complex side, and getting curious about your needs and getting curious about you know, what you think you might need versus what you actually need. So you might think you need to be efforting more and working harder, but what you actually need maybe is a break. Maybe you need some headspace. Maybe you need just to chat something through with a friend and to not receive any advice and to just be heard, right? So that can be something you can be curious about too. And then the last one I've written down here is spirituality and trusting something greater than yourself. And while this might not resonate for everybody, it's a big one for me, and I know it's a big one for a lot of you, particularly for highly sensitive, intuitive, creative people, as I'm sure most of you are, is having some kind of relationship with spirituality in your life and trusting something greater than yourself. And that can be your God or your higher power or your higher self or your own intuition, or maybe it's a group or a creative practice or a spiritual practice, or maybe it is a religion. Whatever it is, it's something that is greater than you that supports you to stay in alignment and come back into alignment and connected to yourself and what is true for you. So those are kind of the practical things that I would encourage you to think about when we're navigating life's ups and downs from a regulated place. We'll link some of the episodes from the nervous system into the show notes. And I also have an episode on when you're afraid of your own dark feelings and thoughts, which is an important episode, particularly for people who are really struggling with their mental health, for people who have PMDD, etc. You know, there's always going to be life's ups and downs, and they can be really, really difficult to navigate. But the more you can stay regulated, the better, and the more supported you can stay as well, the better. And what's really helpful for me in this instance is I'm really clear now. Well, I'm somewhat clear, let's just say, on what the things I need, what the things are that help me to stay in a regulated space. And when I do those things and I'm still struggling to stay regulated, then I know I have a greater need, or I know something is off, or I know maybe I'm burnt out or overwhelmed, or something bigger needs to happen. Or maybe there's some kind of bigger systemic thing playing out. And yeah, so it really helps you to get to know yourself when you feel like you can navigate something difficult but still stay regulated. And one of the phrases that I really like in Al-Anon, and this is in reference to alcoholism, but you can change the context, right? And they say that you can be happy whether the alcoholic is still drinking or not. And I think the same is true for this. When you're navigating life's ups and downs, I really do believe that you can still find regulation, you can still find peace and joy, even little pockets of it, whether the external circumstance is playing out or not. If you're going through a really hard time because you might be grieving, or there's a lot of fear, or something really sad has happened, for me, I know sometimes when I really allow myself to feel grief, I touch into something greater than myself. I touch into love, I touch into appreciation, and I touch into my own humanity. And so I would really encourage you to explore what it is to be human and let yourself feel the full range of feelings and have the full range of experiences, and minding yourself through self-care in the process. Because we really are human after all, and we can't do this perfectly, and we can't stay regulated all the time. That's what our nervous system is there for. It's there to indicate to us when something's off. So your nervous system is working just fine, as it always has done, and you're just learning to understand the messages that it's sending you. So that is it for me for today. Thank you so much for listening. I've really enjoyed recording this episode. And yeah, if anyone is interested in working with me, I'm going to be taking new clients in September. It's September 2023. And we also have space in our menstrual cycle coaching and facilitation professional training that is also coming up in October. We're currently filling up quite quickly, actually, with that. So we'll make sure to put the link in the show notes. And I think that's everything I wanted to say. I wish you a lovely, lovely rest of your week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for joining today's conversation. This community, these topics, and the stories I share are not possible without all of you being part of the journey. If you are interested in getting more support for your own personal process, head on over to my website, lisadeyoungcoaching.com, to book a consultation call with me. Or you can sign up for a free course there as well. And as always, please like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your friends. Lots of love for the week and see you next time.